You said 1 millimeter. What's the data supporting that as opposed to one cell?
It's just that there's more data on 1 and 2 millimeters than one cell. The studies on one cell basically come from the NSABP, and my reading is that the NSABP recurrence rates in most of their series are recurrence rates that we would be unhappy with.
What's Eva Singletary's position?
According to her review, she says you've got to take the cancer out, get clear margins. She doesn't actually define, however, in her review what she accepts as a clear margin. And what she says is that those studies that are looked at 1 or 2 millimeters have shown recurrence rates identical to those with wider margins. And in fact, many of the studies of 1 or 2 millimeters have shown better local recurrence rates in the long term than patients who've had wider margins. So her view is that when you've got the cancer out with a margin, then you, and it's how you define that margin. I think the trouble that most people have with the NSABP definition is no cancer at the margin. It's pretty difficult even from the pathologist in, unless you take multiple sections, to see whether there is a cancer cell at that margin. And so I think most pathologists who I've spoken to like some, at least a little bit of normal tissue so they can see it, so that there is some evidence that cancer has been removed. Therefore, we've gone for 1 millimeter as being the smallest margin you can measure, but a reasonable margin.